Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Yeah! I think it's safe to say a lot of people went to dinner, but this was our biggest Christmas show ever. So that was great. So thank you. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for being here. And this is my last show of the year, so all I can say is God bless, and I really appreciate you sticking with us throughout the year. We had a pretty good year, I'm told, in terms of ratings. I've heard that I beat the last local guy in afternoon drive. I beat him pretty bad. I beat the guy pretty bad. And he was a pompous, self-promoting jackass. So I'm only bragging about the fact that I now have the highest numbers in afternoon drive in the history of WPHT. Because the last guy in afternoon drive was a tiny little egotistical Italian who would brag about being on Fox News all the time, and it got exhausting.
That's why I switched the mornings. Turn the dial, Sal.
But anyway, it's good to beat myself, since I was that guy. But I'm not that guy anymore. I've changed. No more self-promotion. No more shameless self-promotion. I've learned my lesson. Ladies and gentlemen, Santa Claus is here. Santa Claus is coming to town. Justin, we get a little Santa Claus is coming to town. He's here. He's at the Grand Hotel. This is a big deal. Santa.
A gift from Mar-a-Lago.
Thank you. Oh, is this from Mar-a-Lago?
Directly.
Directly. You stopped at Palm Beach and then came here, Santa? That's huge. Oh, well, I appreciate that very, very much. That's great. Thank you, Santa Claus. Wonderful. All right. We have some updates for you, some breaking news on the situation with regards to the Capitol Hill. The bill has officially passed, 366 to 34. The lawmakers opposed the bill, 34 of them Republicans and one Democrat. This is Elon Musk and his tweet. This is what he just said. The speaker did a good job here given the circumstances. It went from a bill that weighed pounds to a bill that weighed ounces. Ball should now be in the Democrat court. Can you get some of the reaction, Matt, for me from the people that voted no, some of the no yep. votes? I'm just curious what their issues were with it. Kat Kamik, I'm trying to see what she said. Okay, she's asking for her paycheck to be withheld in the event of a government shutdown. All right, I just want to see how Kat voted, because she usually tweets this stuff pretty quickly. She hasn't tweeted yet. I don't know what the reason why the 34 Republicans voted no. I don't know exactly what the reason. We're trying to find that out for you, but we'll find that out in just a moment. But here's a couple provisions for you, just of note. Democrats emerging from the closed-door meeting said they intended to vote yes on the bill. Hakeem Jeffries told them that on balance, it's a win for the American people. It was a compromise. We definitely did not give Elon Musk and Donald Trump what they wanted, and we got most of what we wanted. What we've been negotiating. That's what the Democrats are saying. From, let's see here, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters that the removal of the debt ceiling provision is a step in the right direction for Democrats to potentially support the bill on the floor tonight. What needed to come out of the bill has come out of the bill, he said, referring to suspension of the debt ceiling. Now we've got to evaluate the four corners of what remains. And that's the latest what we have right now. So we need a couple more details on that, Matt, as we continue on the show here. But I'm guessing, and I'll look at what Tom Massey had to say, because I'm guessing he's one of the 34 no votes here. I think it's pretty safe to say. And this is his beef with the vote. I'm just trying to see here if I can find it. No, he hasn't said anything on it yet on Twitter. Again, all this is really happening within the moment. So we're trying to get some reaction, but we'll get it for you. In the meantime, there was a person who was arrested in Philadelphia, or Pennsylvania, I should say. And this is, I'm shocked by this, because I thought this couldn't happen. And this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. If you've been putting off that complex dental procedure, yes, Paula's here, 25 years in Dr. Mike's office. She's great. Cinnamon's in office. If you've been putting off that complex dental procedure, don't do that, because she would love to help you, and so would Dr. Mike Veneria. Please do that today, okay? VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. So here's a local news report, and I'm shocked by this, because I was told this couldn't happen. Do you remember Sue Alberici, our famous saying, girl Chris, dead whales don't vote, dead Democrats vote. Do you remember that? Now, I'm confused, because I was told that dead Democrats don't vote, and that was a fugazi. There's the shirt right there. Look at that beautiful shirt. Dead whales don't vote, dead Democrats do. But I'm curious, because I was told that it's impossible for dead people to vote. So I'm wondering how this occurred. Take a listen to this news report.
And it works is she would use the app to go online and send in the information to the state to get somebody registered to vote. The state then requires certain pieces of information, one of which is your driver's license or your last four digits of your Social Security number. If they have those successfully, they can upload that information from the state databases, send it down to the county. The county, it's called a verified registration. The county, Jim's people then go and through and put your vote or your ward and precinct and all that information and actually issue you a card, a voter registration card. Some of them, the state can't verify, and they send them down to our election office or whatever county it is. And those people then get contacted through what's called a HAVA letter. That's the Helping America Vote Act. Federal law was passed in 2002 after the 2000 election fiasco. That letter basically goes out to that person saying, we can't verify this information. Can you give us more? Jim's people, and Jim is one of the people, and I think Crystal, who noticed that some of these that were coming in from Ms. Hill's app were the same variations of the same name. Again, this person who died in her house in 2011, she tried multiple times to register that individual, Mr. Reed, using either different spellings or different addresses or different email accounts. They noticed these clusters of these fake votes fake registrations. And they immediately contacted Tanner and Doug, and we began an investigation. That has led to the charges today. Ms. Hill is being charged with, again, four counts of registering people, including her dead father, and a person who died in the house she currently lives in 2011, that she was the one notified authorities that he was dead in that house. So she knowingly registered dead people attempted to register dead people through the state system. She did register a fraudulent person. And, you know, my understanding is this is sort of a gap in the system.
Well, listen, her dead dad has every right to vote, damn it. He's a Democrat. Why else be a Democrat if you can't vote when you're dead? That's the whole point of joining the Democrat Party. That's literally their slogan. We let you vote when you're dead. But I was told that doesn't happen, so I'm just confused by that. There are 34 Republicans who voted no. They include Kat Kamick, who's my dear friend, Nancy Mace. They include, let's see here, Massey, who else? Looking at some of the other names here. Bob Good of Virginia, who's leaving. Biggs of Arizona. Perry of Pennsylvania. We actually have audio of Congressman Scott Perry explaining his no vote on this. But it did pass. Gozer of Arizona voted no. So basically, the most conservative members of the House all voted no on this, the exception of Jordan. I don't see Jordan. I think he was a yes vote. This is Congressman Scott Perry explaining his no vote on the bill that has passed and now heads to the Senate. Go ahead.
Hey, folks, this is the legislative recap for the end of the year, the last legislative day of the year. And as you know, we're running out of funding tonight at midnight. And so I'm getting ready to go down to the floor and cast my vote on the third or fourth iteration of a spending bill. We've had about an hour and a half to read this one, you know, a couple hundred pages at the most. So maybe it's not too bad. But I will tell you this. We've known this moment has been coming since September. And right now we're at the last minute. We have multiple bills with all kinds of stuff put in them because as soon as something's moving, everybody wants to throw things on it. And this one's no different. Even this version, whittled down that it is, another $110 billion in spending that's not paid for. We're just going into debt another $110 billion. And today, while we were here waiting for the language on this bill to come out, the Senate passed $200 billion in unpaid for spending. Our country goes $1 trillion more in debt every 100 days. Look, I wanted to vote for a clean, continuing resolution to just continue funding the government beyond this impasse into the new year till we could get something reasonable without all this borrowed money. But they won't put that on the floor. So I'm going to be a no vote on this because I'm not into bankrupting the country. The good news is that the government will stay open. So we'll see you next year. And I hope your holidays are wonderful and healthy and safe. God bless you.
There you go. Now, I'm guessing the reaction from the Senate Democrats is they're going to be thrilled because the only no vote on this bill on the Democrat Party was one Democrat. And I don't know if that's just a Democrat identifying as a Republican or maybe felt the bill wasn't far left enough. Like, this bill isn't kooky enough for me. I'm definitely voting no. But it'll pass the Senate because obviously we have at least four Rhino Republicans in there. And there we go. Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, who I'm guessing was being held captive, and that's why she voted no on the bill. Marcy Kaptur. I don't know who that is. She's the one Democrat who voted no. So now think about this now. 34 of the most conservative members of the House all voted no, and all the Democrats except for Nancy Capture.
Marcy.
Marcia Capture.
She's been in office since 1983. I've never heard of her.
No, I mean, that's the thing. They go in there, and then they stay in office till they're dead, and then they vote when they're dead. So Marcia Brady voted no on the bill, and that's the only vote that's a no vote. So every other Democrat voted yes, and
I have a reason why.
What's that?
I have a reason.
Present. Voted present.
Yes, I have a reason why.
Okay. By the way, that's a beautiful Zioli Army shirt. Look at that. That's a Fugazi, but I love it. Here, stand up and show everybody. That's a great one. Look at that. All right, we do have some shirts to give away since you guys stayed till the end. Now, here's the rule. You can't have one, okay? So if you already have one, you can't get a new one. Because we only have a couple here. And I know some of you have one, but does anybody need a hat? I saw your hand go up first. You want a hat or a shirt? Oh, you wanted a shirt. All right. I don't know what sizes we have. Let's see what we have. I got to check here. This is great radio, I know. What happened to the... Nico, what happened to your girlfriends? I had a couple shirts for them. Manjoni, what happened to your girlfriends? Did you slip him a key? All right. I'll tell you what. We'll have to do this during the break because I can't read. I don't have my glasses on. Matt, what else do we got here on the bill? What else do we got?
So Marcy, our new favorite congresswoman.
Who the hell wants this? Talk Radio 1210 staff?
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Well, you can pretend great. You have it. You work here.
I don't think it'll fit. Anyway, she voted present because she said she only had 45 minutes to read the bill, which wasn't enough. And she also claimed that the bill is giving away American jobs to China.
China.
That's what.
You got to say it the right way.
Sorry.
China. All right. Well, that's a shame, but she voted present because she only had 45 minutes to review the bill, and she claimed the bill was giving away American jobs to China. Okay. What did Nancy Mace say about it? I know she's kind of lost her friggin' mind lately, but still, what did she say about it?
I don't have anything from her just yet. Give
All right.
me a second.
And I haven't seen anything from Massey. I'm curious what Mike Lee's going to say. I'm curious what Rand Paul's going to say, and I'm curious what Ted Cruz will say about it. I have, I don't know. I'm bummed because as of today, they said they were going to break the bills into different bills. And that had me excited today. And then they didn't do that. And they're playing the same game that they always do, which is to give the Democrats everything that they want. What's that? Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, well, and I'll tell you why this happened. You want to know why this happened? Because here's Chuck Schumer today demanding that they go back as far as close to the original spending if they wanted to pass the Senate. And you know Chuck Schumer also has the votes of those Republicans. So this is why we're winding up with basically the same exact thing we just said no to. Here's Schumer. Take a listen.
It's time to go back to the original agreement we had just a few days ago. It's time for the House votes on our bipartisan CR. It's the quickest, simplest, and easiest way we can make sure the government stays open while delivering critical emergency aid to the American people.
And that's the other reminder here, Anna. Democrats still control the Senate for the next couple.
So I think it's pretty obvious the writing was on the wall there, and the Democrats will get what they want, and they've added more spending into the Senate bill, but it seems like it's going to be a done deal. There we go. I don't know what to say other than, are any of us really surprised? So, but don't worry. Don't get down. The bar is open. And thank God those hardworking government bureaucrats who are about to take 2 weeks off for vacation will still be able to not work. All right. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on X at Rich Zeoli. We're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And our kids are getting saddled with more debt, so that's good. So if you want to donate some to my kids, that would be really, really helpful to pay off the debt. Oh, by the way, I want to thank a couple people who gave me some gifts. Kathy Lorenzo gave me these Zeoli Army cookies and Donald Trump cookies. So if you'd like a Donald Trump cookie, come up and grab one. Brian Smith gave me this cool bobblehead doll. And Carol and Pasquale, they gave me a bottle of wine. I also got Pizzelle's here, but I forget who gave me that because the show's gone crazy here today. Oh, and here we go here. Johnson said he spoke with Musk and Trump about the legislation beforehand. Referring to Trump, he said he knew exactly what we were doing and why, and this is good outcome for the country. That's what Speaker Johnson is saying. So there you go. All right, more reaction for you as the show continues today. I do want to tell you DuckDuckGo is going to help you save your privacy, and that's what counts. Save your privacy and get a 30-day free trial with personal information removal, a VPN, and your online identity secure. That's right. Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, your 3-in-1 privacy solution. Get a 30-day free trial today. DuckDuckGo is the greatest. Look, I never travel without my VPN, but I never work at home without my VPN. You got to secure your data all the time. And personal information removal is key because I found out that there was pictures of my old house on the internet, my address. DuckDuckGo removed all of that for me. And look, if you've ever known anyone who's had their identity stolen, you know exactly what I mean. It is very, very problematic. And people spend thousands and thousands of dollars having to go through the process of getting their identity back. So please, reach out to them today by signing up for a 30-day free trial at DuckDuckGo.com/1210. And then it's only 10 bucks a month. 10 bucks a month for all that peace of mind. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Santa Claus himself is here. Merry Christmas, you guys. Thanks for coming. Santa's here. And Mrs. Claus, who looks stunning. My kids are going to be here this weekend. So, and it's really actually fun because Reagan is, well, Reagan and Claire are both really, really into Santa Claus right now. Hello, Caitlin. How are you, darling? Good. Caitlin runs the place, by the way. So, hi, Caitlin. If you ever want to book a wedding, does anybody want to get married? Anybody want to marry Manjoni over there? Oh, Warren. Oh, wow. Okay, that's awkward. Sorry, Jay. Sorry about that, pal. This is my ride. He's going to kill me. Well, I know a girl, so... This is a great place to have a wedding, you know. And Caitlin is a certified wedding planner and also a minister, so she can even marry you. And if anyone's going through a divorce, they also have a special divorce package, too. So includes unlimited open bar, and it's half price because you're going to be giving away half. So... Listen, this is a fun night, but I'm bummed about this spending bill. I guess I'm not surprised. I'm just bummed. You're bummed too, right? We're bummed. Yeah, I know. I got a half hour left, and then I'm off till the end of the year. I don't want to get down, you know. And this is the times like this where I think to myself, all right, I'm going to take comfort. I always try to look on the bright side of things, so I'm going to take comfort in the fact that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and Doge, we really have a chance to cut spending and redefine government. And so I'm going to try to be optimistic about this as much as I'm not happy about this. But I'm not going to yell about it, you know, because I'll leave that to Levin, who I'm sure is yelling his head off right now as we speak. By the way, it's funny because I was trying to get Fela on the show tonight to call in, but this guy, I tell you what, first of all, I got a lot of problems with him. Number one, Festivus is tomorrow, right? Monday. I'm not back on his show until January 18th. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's so many Saturdays from now. It might as well be never. But while I'm here, I should remind you it's Saturday, January 18th at 10 p.m. on Fox News, Saturday night. Oh, thank you for asking. The Fox News channel, Saturday night. But I do love Dana Perino, as you know. She's my spirit animal. And I like her better than Jimmy Fallon. Much better. I will be on America's Newsroom with her Tuesday morning on Fox News. That's the Fox News channel. All right? But I said to Fela, I said, why don't you call on the show tonight and say hi to everybody? And look, I mean, I should cut the guy some slack because he drove 6 hours to be here with us over the summer. But he's like, I got to record my Saturday night show and then a New Year's special. And, you know, I got to get my hair and my makeup, but... If he can call in, he will. But all I got to say is, you know, just these guys who go on television and their ego just gets too much and they become very vain and self-promoting. And I give you my word, I am not going to be that guy.
As you put on your makeup.
Well, that's a fair point, but I do have rosacea, and I just had my first beer, so I don't want the bulbous red nose to be... I don't want to be mistaken for Rudolph and shot, because there's a lot of hunters down in Cape May. So we're just going to do a little of that. See that? Little makeup. No, Fail is great. And Fox News Saturday Night is doing great. The show is doing fantastic. We get more numbers on that show, particularly when I'm on, than Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, or the other one. Who's the other one?
Did you say Colbert?
Colbert. And that's on Saturday nights when there's 60% fewer televisions on. So go figure. Which is why my prediction is at one point he'll be moved to five nights a week. I think he'll follow Gutfeld, and that'll be fun. And what Jimmy told me, and again, this is totally off the record. This is just for us. So shh. But I know this is the only army can keep a secret. I'll have my night, you know, whatever that night is. You know, like Friday night or Thursday night, or not Friday, obviously. I mean, I'd have to work. But another night, and that'd be like my night. You know what I mean? So that could be fun, right? And that would be like once a week. So if you pray, and I know you do, pray for that to happen, all right? That would be fun. And I promise I will not let being on national television once a week in front of 3 million people get to my head. And I certainly won't remind you about it 472 times during a show. That's my solemn vow in the new year. That's my New Year's resolution. And it's funny because just the other day as I was noticing my op-ed on FoxNews.com about... flipping New Jersey red, which has gotten a lot of downloads, and please do download it and like it if you have not had a chance yet. Oh yeah, we got the Trump cookies here. Who'd like a Trump cookie? You want a Trump cookie? Come on up and get some Trump cookies. We got our wonderful baker made these, and that was Kathy Lorenzo. She baked some Trump cookies, so come on up here and get one. No, those are the Zioli Army. We got to save some of those for the team, but we got a couple Trump cookies. Oh, we only have three, though. Okay. That's okay. I'm sorry. I got everybody excited. I only had three.
Break the Pizzelles.
Oh, yeah, well, I got to keep one bag of Pizzelles for the kids. But you want some Pizzelles? Here, Paisan, hand out some Pizzelles. There you go. This friggin' guy over here with the... I love this guy. I love this guy. It's like, I feel like I'm watching Goodfellas right now. Like, dance, Spider. This is great.
Bronx Tale, but better looking.
I like that, Santa. That's good. Very nice.
I won't.
And by the way, how great is it to be together with like-minded people? Don't you see, and this is something I've said for a long time, and, you know, speaking of Jimmy Fallon's show, and I think the success of it has been that we really do like to laugh. We conservatives are fun people. And I love the fact that woke is over. I love the fact that we could actually just be ourselves again. And I love the fact that I just basically shamed my buddy Jay into proposing to his girlfriend Lauren. Just kidding. Don't do that this weekend. That'd be a disaster. Nothing good comes from that. Do it after I negotiate a price with Caitlin. But no, truly, the friendship that we all make in the Zioli Army is fantastic. And as I think we come to the year end, it's that. But I also, and this is something about Donald Trump, too. The guy is a great chop buster, and he loves making jokes, obviously, and he loves having a good time. And that's also something that I think worked. You know, we like that about him. There's always this perception that as conservatives, we're very like uptight and stodgy. That's not us. That's the left. The left, they have no friggin' sense of humor. They really don't. They can't laugh. They're always offended. You always got to watch yourself around them. But those days are over now, and there's a return to comedy and a return to having fun and a return to being able to speak your mind. And all those things are great for 2025. They really are. They're fantastic. But think of what we dodged. I mean, we dodged a bullet with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And speaking of things that are not funny, which failing late night comedian is this, Matt DeSantis?
This is Jimmy Kimmel.
All right. To set up this clip properly, let me do a couple things. So Jimmy Kimmel's numbers, you still have those numbers you sent me yesterday?
No.
Hang on. You know what? I got them. Let me pull this up real quick, all right? I have the numbers right here. Just to set this properly, all right? Jimmy Kimmel averages 1.7 million people a night, all right?
That's in November.
That's in November. When I was on Jimmy's show in November, we got 2.5 million people on Saturday night. With 60% fewer televisions. Now, I'm not just saying that because I'll be back on that show on January 18th on Saturday night on Fox News, Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon, Saturday night on Fox News. I'm saying that because this is a time to return to having fun. But the antithesis of that is this dumb bit they did where they sent Tim Walz a miniature Tim Walz doll. Is that right? Do I have that correct?
It's a Tiny Tim action figure.
Now, does it do this when you wind it up? Does it do this? Because that's what it should do, right? Wave around like Richard Simmons and do that, you know, wave thing to everybody? Does it do that?
I don't believe so, no.
All right, well, if you're wondering why Jimmy, whatever his name is, only has 1.7 million angry lefties tuning into his show every night, it's because of unfunny skits like this. Take a listen.
Budget's tight at Jimmy Kimmel Live. Could have used a little more tape. No way! You have got to be kidding me. It's Tiny Tim Walz action figure. Right on the back with accessories. Cock gun. Beretta A400. Cornhole. Shooting trophies. Many of them. And then, of course, in football. And there it is. Jimmy, this is the most thoughtful thing ever. I feel terrible about critiquing the wrapping. But there's one more thing in here. All the accessories to Tiny Tim. All right, Jimmy, this is the nicest thing anyone's ever given me.
Now, much like Tim Walz, that doll has no balls.
Flirting with that dump button again.
Flirting with disaster on our last show of 2025. Well, they don't build these dolls with genitalia. And Tim Walz doesn't have any anyway. But you're right, Matt DeSantis. He probably shouldn't have come with a gun. For what reason?
No, because if you remember, he loaded a shotgun with his crotch while on the campaign trail. It was my favorite video.
Yeah, he was standing up with a gun. And remember that? On his crotch, loading it. And he couldn't load it. And it looked like what I'm doing right now should probably be X'd out, like on social media. This does not, it's not a good look. Anyway.
We're going to get blocked on YouTube now.
Yeah, probably. But let me just say, though, we dodged a bullet when it came to those two. And just to prove that point, we'd have to listen to 4 years of this cackle. Here's Kamala Harris. This was a wine pill combo day. All right. So one of the things that we joke about sometimes on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon, like we did in November and probably what we'll do in January 18th when I'm back on that show on Fox News Saturday night, is it a wine or pill day for Kamala? But I think this is the combo platter because you notice she starts a little low and then rides it out high. All right. And I want you to think about this. Sure, if they had won, it would have meant censorship. It would have meant the banning of gas-powered cars, the end of natural gas and fracking. It would have meant that China and the World Economic Forum and the bond villains at the World Bank and all these people would be very powerful. But we also would have had to endure 4 years of this cackle. Take a listen.
The true test of our commitment is whether, in the face of an obstacle, do we throw up our hands or do we roll up our sleeves? And as we approach, and I ask you to remember the context in which you exist. Yeah, I did that. Uh-huh.
Since my Marvel and DC advisor, Brian Glass, is here. Brian, which Batman comic villain is that? Do you know offhand that cackle?
I'm called the Cackler.
The Cackler. Yeah. Which Batman universe is that in? Do you know?
Earth 62.
Earth 62. That's the one where Ben Affleck has bat nipples and George Clooney is his butler. The Cackler. We also have another very funny clip for you. I want to just, and since I'm bummed about the spending bill, I can at least have fun. This is Rosa de Lora, House Democrats in charge of spending, critical to fund the use of this very, very important thing with your taxpayer dollars in the name of equity. Take a listen.
You also plan to make important investments to address the roadway safety crisis, including the critical funding that would accelerate the development. And this is an area I've written to you about, of the use of female dummies in crash testing. This will start to fight the gender inequity among vehicles.
So just understand something real fast. Female crash test dummies is this congresswoman's number one priority. Thank God these people are not in the majority anymore, okay? And by the way, if these people don't know the difference between a male and a female, how the hell do they know the difference between a male and female crash test dummy when neither of them have genitalia like Tim Walz? That's called bringing it back home, kids. That's what we do here on Professional Talk Radio. And Matt DeSantis is yelling in my ear to break soon. Is this like the time you brushed me off with Donald Trump and stole 38 seconds of my call with the president?
I didn't steal 38 seconds. I had a strict... When Donald Trump tells you 5 minutes... I'm not going to disagree with the man. He said 5 minutes.
He didn't say that. His team said that.
Well, his team was sitting right next to him. They would yell at me.
So I had 31 seconds left.
You did.
And you stole that from me. And I'll never get those 31 seconds back till the next time I talk to him.
No, you didn't have 31 seconds. Because I think it was like 4 minutes and 50 some odd seconds. Plus, you're not counting the couple seconds I had to chat with him before he went on air. He was very, very nice. Asked me how I was doing.
That's not true.
He ate up the whole 5 minutes.
He would never ask how you're doing.
He did.
I've told him about you, and I made it very clear not to ask anything about you.
He was very friendly.
The thing about it is that there was that moment at the end of the call where I could have asked him another question and had him for another 9 minutes. Because that's all you got to do with Trump is just ask him like one more thing, like, hey, chicken tacos or beef? And then it's like, you know, and you just ride it out. But I was thinking like a guy looking to protect him on election night and not make the new team angry because, you know, they're all now feeling very powerful with their big White House jobs that I could have if I wanted one. I just don't want one.
They were all listening, by the way. They did said they were listening to the broadcast.
Well, Gelman was listening in the war room. So, I mean, they had people in the war room listening.
Yeah.
So, and counting the seconds and being like, he blew 31 seconds with the president? What a loser.
It was like 10 seconds, to be clear.
All right. Quick break. Coming right back live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to use some pictures at the end of the show, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Way home, I'll be warm.
On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we'll be having a Sinatra and Friends Christmas Spectacular hosted by the late, great Sid Mark. So I'm excited for that. And you should tune in. And I just recorded my Christmas greeting today for the Zioli Army. Want to hear it?
Yeah, what's it sound like?
Actually, I'll send it to you real quick.
All right.
And we can play it. So, because I don't know how many people are going to be listening on Christmas Day. All right, here we go. Let's see if I can. I'll send this to you and then we can play it on the air.
How long is it?
30 seconds.
Oh. Well, they give you a good chunk of time. I had to do one last year, but they rushed me out. It was like 5 seconds and I was done.
Yeah, well, that's because you're just an executive producer.
It's very insulting.
I don't even know why they let you do one, actually.
I was surprised, too.
I'm going to say something to Stalker about that.
I don't know why they wanted it.
Like, please don't inflate Matt's Harvard elitist ego any more than he already has. By the way, as Matt's loading that, just a quick update. Senator Chuck Schumer. Yeah. Senator Chuck Schumer saying the following regarding the spending bill. This makes you know how bad it is. And I'll try to say it like Chuck Schumer cooking rare burgers on the grill. He expected the Senate to quickly take up the bill and pass it, though this bill does not include everything Democrats fought for. There are major victories in this bill for American families, provide emergency aid for communities battered by natural disasters, no debt ceiling, and it will keep the government open with no draconian cuts. So there you go. And once again, the conservatives to put my friend. I think my friend Kat Kamick said it great the other day when she said, conservatives should have an OnlyFans page because we keep getting screwed. And I thought that was funny. So, look, like I said, it's my last show of the year. It's been a great year. It's been the best year on radio for us. I mean, truly, and it's because of you. So thank you for that. I mean, God bless you. I mean, really, honestly. So I don't want to end the year on a bummer. So I'm going to keep my optimistic. And besides, the greater Chris gave me cannolis. I'm going to shove these in my face. I would eat these, but, you know, I got to be on TV on Tuesday. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. So I'm going to try not to eat those. Did I not mention? Here's my Christmas greeting. You'll hear this on Christmas Day if you listen to the show when we have Sid Marks, Sinatra and Friends Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas to the smartest, funniest, most loyal audience in the history of talk radio, the Zioli Army. I love you. I appreciate you. And on behalf of Bridget, Patrick, Claire, and Reagan, thank you for letting this guy live his dream. I appreciate you so much. I hope you have the most blessed Christmas with your family, your friends, and a happy new year. I can't wait for 2025. It's going to be our year. We're going to crush it. It's going to be so much fun. So thank you for being part of the show. Now it's back to Frank, the chairman himself, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nice, right? We'll do the airing of the grievances when I get back in January, all right? the big story of the hour, though, obviously, is this spending bill, and it's brought to you by Dr. Mike Venerier. So over a few days, use those year-end dental benefits. And remember, Dr. Mike is my dentist. As Paula, our friend who just left, confirmed, I am an actual patient. My whole family is. And yes, and we got a new patient here going to the Woodbury office. But Dr. Mike has two offices, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So make your appointment today for that beautiful smile for 2025. Anyone going to the inauguration this year? Yeah! All right. Yeah. Anyone storming the Capitol building this year? Yeah! Michael Pelka gave me this hat. I'm on a government watch list. That's nice. Hopefully Cash Patel and Pam Bondi will change that. That would be a very, very nice development for all of us, right? So let me just say thank you to Matt DeSantis and Kirk and Justin for running the show for us. Great job, gentlemen. Well done. Excellent. Justin is incredibly talented. Kirk is incredibly talented. And then there's DeSantis. And Tommy, thank you for engineering these live remotes. And thank you to the Grand Hotel for hosting us for five amazing shows this year. We love you guys. You're the best. Grand Force One. Grand Force One. It's the Zioli Army, you crazy kids. Have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas. God bless. Happy New Year. Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon is up next. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.